record a track we played just a couple of weeks ago because I got an email asking me about the track. It's called The Wren's Nest, and it's played by that wonderful group, Day Dannon. So I hope the good listener that asked me about it, and particulars about Day Dannon, hope you got all my information, and I hope you all enjoyed The Wren's Nest from Day Dannon. This next track, first of all, is performed for us by the High Kings. You know, I'm a big fan of the High Kings, a very talented group of young men. Now, it needs a little bit of explanation, this track. In the 19th century, and certainly in the 20th century, many young men left Ireland's shore to go to work in the UK. They worked on the roads. They worked on digging canals and building railways. And they worked for a very famous firm about that time, or known as McAlpines. And anyone who worked for McAlpines, well, they were known as the McAlpines Fusiliers. Now, if you listen to the lyrics, it's self-explanatory. The High Kings and their version of McAlpines Fusiliers.
Oh, down the glen came McAlpine's men with the shovel slung behind them. 'Twas in the pub they drank the sub, and up in the spike you'll find them. They sweated blood and they washed out mud with pints and quarts of beer. And now we're on the road again with McAlpine's Fusiliers. I stripped out a skin with Darky Flynn down in the Isle of Grain. With horse face tool, sure I knew the rule, no money if you stop for rain. McAlpine's God was a well-filled hut, your shoulders cut to bits and seared. McAlpine's Fusiliers. I remember the day when the barrow shade fell into a concrete stairs. What the horse face said when he found him dead, but it wasn't what the rich call prayers. I'm an Abbey shark, was the
great. That's the best version of that ballad there is. The High Kings and their version of McAlpine's Fusiliers. I know my dad would have loved that. God rest him. Now for a lovely song from a lovely singer. I'm speaking of Trudy Lawlor, and it's Ireland in My Dreams. Listen to the lyrics, as I keep saying to you on all of these tracks that we play. Most of our tracks tell stories. This track opens up with the sound of light strings and the Illan pipes, which are Irish pipes. Illan or illa means elbow. They're played by squeezing them with your elbow. Anyway, enough of the prattle. Here is the lovely Trudy Lawler and Ireland in My Dreams.
I see the mountains, feel the salt air. I have reasons to behold all the wonders that never cease to be. You're as timeless as the water. You're as gentle as the fields. I caress you, oh my Ireland, in my dreams. And you never let the hard times take away your soul. And you stop the tears from falling as you watch the young ones go. You're as peaceful as a clear day. You're as rugged as the seas. I caress you, oh my Ireland, in my dreams. And home I'll be, home I'll be. Banish thoughts of leaving, home I'll be. I see the blue lakes, feel the passion. I have reasons to behold. There are places that will bring you to your knees. I hear voices, they are calling. I have reasons to take heed. I caress you, oh my Ireland, in my
Trudy Lawler, really singing at her best there, and I'll give it its correct title, Home I'll Be. Wasn't that great? Now, before I play the next track, I just want to say something regarding the programme itself. You may feel of late that I've been repeating a lot of tracks, and I felt that myself, but the actual result of the emails I'm getting, that's what it is. People say, Joe, listen to your programme, could you play XYZ? And I discovered I'd only played it last week. So if you do feel that, perhaps do make allowances for me. Here, for instance, I have a track that I played, I wasn't sure that it wasn't last week or even, well, possibly the week before. But it comes in from Sue, who's a regular listener too sounds Irish, and she likes the programme very much. And could I play that song about all God's creatures in a choir or something? It made me smile when I heard it last time, Joe. Could you play it again? Sue, for you. Hey, that's poetry, isn't it? Here, Barleycorn, and all God's children got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. Listen to the bass, it's the one on the bottom where the bullfrog croaks and the hippopotamus moans and groans for the big to-do. The old cow just goes moo. The cats and the dogs, they take up the middle where the honeybee hums and the cricket fiddles. The donkey brays and the pony neighs. The old gray badger sighs. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. Listen to the ducks with the little birds singing and the melodies and the high notes ringing. The hoot owl cries over everything. The blackbird disagrees. Singing in the nighttime, singing in the day. The little duck quacks and he's on his way. The otter hasn't got much to say. The porcupine talks to himself. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. It's a simple song, a living song everywhere. By the ox and the fox and the grizzly bear. The grumpy alligator and the hog or both. The sly old weasel and the turtle dove. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now.
Some sing low and some sing higher, sing out loud on the telephone wire, and some just clap their hands or paws or anything they've got. Now, I was singing along with that one. That was Barleycorn. I want to play this lovely track from the wonderful and gorgeous sounding Anne-Marie O'Riordan, and she's saying, "Come Home" to Abby Field.
The golden corn is high, my love, where wild winds whisper free. But I must take that lonely road that leads down to the sea. You sleep upon the towering hill where twilight shadows steal, and hear the wild winds whispering, "Come home to Abbey Field." The New York lights are shining bright. Our streets are cold and gray. A man must leave the dying hours to greet the newborn day. My memory roams wild and free as I wait. of Mary T, who walked with me to Greece the summer morn. Is that harvest moon still shining bright upon the Phale's gold stream? Do stars or mean a halo lights up the meadows green? Do maidens glide the riverside and dance the forehand reel? And do lovers stray from Trasna way near my town of Abbeyfield? Where are they now, that gallant band that fought with awesome skill? Brave Larry Ellen Hartnett, Bomber Foley from the hill. Oh, Donald Gahini and O'Rourke, I can but name a few. They made their stand, that freedom grand might hail the morning dew. The New York dawn is shining bright, her streets are cold and gray. My feet are on this city street, but my dreams are far away. Soon I'll fly that starlit sky, and when twilight shadows steal, then you'll walk with me in my memory near my town of Abbeyfield.
Anne-Marie O'Riordan and the beautiful song Come Home to Abbeyfield. I speak most weeks on the programme about a song or two that has something to do with the famine. Remember the famine, 1846-7, that struck Ireland and had such a devastating effect on our history. Here's Johnny McAvoy singing a song entitled The Famine Song. Self-explanatory, I think.
In the year of 47, I saw an end to what had been. Saw my neighbors, friends, and loved ones fade before me like a dream. On the ship I crossed the ocean, sailing on the raging foam, to the land of my tomorrow, far from my native home. Now the land is cold and blighted, now the crop has failed again. There's no food upon the table, fear lives in the hearts of men. On this ship I crossed the ocean, sailing on the raging foam, to the land of my tomorrows, far from my native home. There's a cloud upon the mountain, and the rain is falling free. There's a shadow in the valley where my cabin used On the ship I crossed the ocean, sailing on the raging foam, to the land of my tomorrows, far from my native home. All my comrades, they have fallen. By the roadside they have died, in the fields and in the hedgerows, their hungry bones lie side by side. On this ship I cross the ocean, sailing on the raging foam, to the land of my tomorrows, far from my native home. On this ship I cross the ocean, sailing on the raging foam, to the land of my tomorrows, far from my native home.
A very moving song there from Johnny McAvoy, The Famine Song. And now we change the style again. This is what I love doing on Sounds Irish. Mentioned earlier on, in fact, a couple of times, I mentioned country and Irish. Here's a country and Irish singer, Billy Joyce. Now, Billy is singing, first of all, a favourite song of mine. It may come as a surprise to you. This was a big hit for Olivia Newton-John, but my favourite version of it is by Ronnie Millsap. But listen to how Billy Joyce sings, I Honestly Love You.
Maybe I hang around here a little more than I should. We both know I've got somewhere else to go. But I got something to tell you that I never thought I would, that I believe you really ought to know. I love you, I honestly love you. You don't have to answer, I see it in your eyes. Was better left unsaid. But this is pure and simple, and you must realize that it's coming from my heart and not my head. I love you, I honestly love you. I'm not trying to make you feel uncomfortable, no. I'm not trying to make you anything at all.
Joyce, one of our leading country singers there, and his version of I Honestly Love You, which in my book proves that we've got some great country singers here in Ireland, have we not? This next track is a track that we all know so well, and we're just sorting it out on my playlist this week, and I thought to myself, I wonder how many versions of this song I've played. And everybody who, well, you may not even be Irish, but you'll know this song. Here's how Brendan O'Dowd sings it. As I said, I have many versions of that song, but I'm being honest with you now, friends, when I say that is one of my favourite versions of it. Brendan O'Dowd and his interpretation of I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen. Do you remember last week I played the Black family? We were telling all about the very talented musical family. Of course, we're all familiar with Mary Black and Francis Black. The boys were good singers as well. Here, we're going to have another track from that album now. And this is entitled Fare Thee Well, a Store. Now, that's an Irish word for treasure or goodbye, my treasure. From the Black family, Fare Thee Well, a Store.
As the light now slowly fades, moonlight silver on the shore, shadows fall along the strand, I see your face no more. Farewell, my love, for we must part. Oh, fare thee well, my own true love. Grieve no more, my heart goes with you. Fare thee well, storm. Cold the wind that blows around, broken hearts with sorrow fill. Turn with longing to the tide, flowing deep and still. Farewell, my love, for we must part. Oh, fare thee well, my own true love. Grieve no more, my heart goes with you. Fare thee tears stream down the glen, fill the rivers to the shore. Silent echoes on the wind, your voice I hear no more. Farewell, my love, for we must part. Oh, fare thee well, my own true love. Grieve no more, my heart goes with you. Fare thee well, a storm. The winter, cold the night, I long to see you still. Farewell, my love, for we must part. Oh, fare thee well, my own true love. Grieve no more, my heart goes with you. Fare thee well, my love, for we must part. Oh, fare thee well, my own true love.
tell a story.